Now be mobile.
Good morning, Ken. Nice and soggy down there, as it is up here.
You good down here?
You're down there.
On the car.
Four right now. The house ain't on the extension, so. Right there on the verge, I seen a little bit of ice on the porch, so. Could be a little sketchy this morning.
A little patch of ice yesterday that was getting off the interstate. There was a puddle and the trucks were running through it and splashing it up on the road. And when I made that corner, it was slick.
KL4HKX.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
Man, it's coming down here. Catch that last part.
We're good here.
Pretty good up here, but it's right on the verge of being the frozen stuff.
Out, y'all. I had enough of it. Had to get my 70 tank pumped yesterday for the $400 in the hole.
Have that done?
It hasn't been too long. I don't think it's been a year yet. It was around this time last year, maybe March. But yeah, it hasn't been long enough, so we're going to have to do something different. I think we're going to have to do the gravel pit or whatever, and that's usually around, maybe around 3,000. Maybe 5 inches of rain in a month, and we're not even, all the way through the month. There's just nowhere for that water to go out of the leach field, and, it would slowly, we were able to keep up with it, but, wife tried to wash clothes yesterday, and it started backing up, so I was trying to do everything I could to limp it along until things dried out, but it didn't happen.
Is it enough to see the incoming pipe to make sure it ain't clogged?
Both incoming and outgoing. Then they found another little clog in the, the intake of the 70 tank. So they cleared that, but I mean, we barely put any grease down the drain anymore. And I try to wipe all that out. So no fat burger, nothing in there. But and then he pulled some of the drain field, and he said only clear water came out of it. So it was doing what it's supposed to, but it was just slam full of water apparently. So like I said, we'll probably have to do the gravel pit. I'd rather do that and hope that lasts 10 years instead of keep paying $300 every year or less.
If it was the leach field that, just pumping it out and pumping it down, it'd only buy you a couple of weeks.
That's really going to do. I mean, you just hope that, that it being pumped out gives the leach field enough time to dry up. So.
Trying to do is just give that leach field a chance to dry up. And if your teenage boys were anything like mine, and they like to get in the shower and stand in there, you might want to cartel that too.
I've got my oldest, man. He'll take a 20-plus minute shower. He'll be in there 30 minutes if you let him. And even though I got the reduced flow head on it, it's still a lot of water.
Couple cold glass, ice cold glasses of water over the shower curtain, he'll stop that.
I've done it before, I just don't do it enough, I guess, but I try to pay attention and get him out, but, I don't know. I don't know why it takes so friggin' long.
Solenoid valve on the hot water, and when he times up, it just shuts the hot off.
Even like that.
Huge difference right there if you can fix that one. Believe it or not, that is a huge problem.
I just did it this last weekend, so not enough time to make an impact on the safety tank. But, you can put like bladders and stuff in your toilets. So I got an older one that flushes all the way all the time in the boys' bathroom. So I feel harder. It's stuck it down in there so it doesn't mess with the flapper or anything, and so that displaced another 2 liters of water, or almost, in their tank, so it doesn't use as much water when it flushes.
Fixing high-use water problems will be a big help to you in extending that septic life, that septic tank.
I know, but I think we're going to have to bite the bullet and get the gravel pit dug, and like I said, that's going to be about $3,000, so it's going to be fun, and just money literally down the drain.
Ain't no tree roots or anything getting in the main, one of the main lines?
Up the leach field to see. I've got one tree out in the yard, so I mean, I guess it's possible it could get in some of the leach fields, but like I say, he checked the return line the best he could, or the leach field line, and you know, all he got back was clear water, so it had water in it, it just wasn't draining out. So I guess there's always a potential, but you know, it's either dig the pit and add the gravel in to capture the water, or you know, dig up the whole leach field and start back over. Some research about pros and cons of either repairing the leach field or digging the new gravel pit.
Leach field then, and I found any tree roots, I'd do away with that tree.
With the tree if that was the problem, but generally they'll gravel pit. I don't know about down there, but up here, that is frowned upon. It's not against code, or it's against code. But a lot of people run their washing machine and shower their gray water into it and leave their black water into the septic system.
Idea. I don't know if that's what they do. I thought that they just kind of built the gravel pit and had the septic tank dumping it instead of the leach field.
Careful with that there, because like I said, it's the gravel pit's not filtering like the leach field is, so that's what the problem is. That's why most people don't want their black water going into it.
I might have to do a little bit more research on.
For years, I used to do that kind of work.
Enough detail, which I hadn't really asked. I mean, you know, it came up, but I hadn't really dug into detail about what it was, and I think somebody had to come out and give us an estimate and tell us what it would cost. So I guess then and there I can ask more questions about how it works and whether it was like what you said, where it's just the gray water or the black water and the gray water.
It takes care of the long shower problem, but and like I said, that is a huge problem. And all that, those 20-minute showers every day, and then you got three other people living in the house. Yeah, that's a lot on that septic system. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm probably going to have to jump to the 285.
KO4 CF QSY.
TFW QSY.
KO4 HX QSY.